Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, personally, I think, I'll just paraphrase the message that I sent to my friend in Las Vegas earlier today. I have to edit myself here just in case I say something I shouldn't. Because I feel very strongly, it is total effing BS that we can't watch football on Monday nights anymore until blanking September. But I'm kind of excited because we have TGL Golf. And if you've never seen that before, Tiger and Rory are going to go at one another. They kind of started this whole thing. It's a virtual league. It actually caught me off guard to a certain extent. It's weird because they tee off, they hit their approach shots from, you know, a simulator off of real grass. And then they have, this is all done in a stadium where the greens can change, you know, from one hole to the other, and they chip up, you know, onto the green, off the surface, and Dan Reardon's all on top of this. It caught me off guard. Big match tonight. I actually think it gets started here in about 20 minutes, but he'll join us after the bottom of the hour. In Share, CBS Tech News expert on the new Chinese app, DeepSeek. That's coming up as well. I opened up the Wall Street Journal this morning to see John Seiler writing a piece. We've talked with John multiple times about DEI. He's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Now, was that a promotion, Seiler? Congratulations, by the way. How are you? Oh, I got to press in. So that's something new at the Manhattan Institute, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm still doing pretty much the same thing, but I'm really happy to have joined, this august group of writers and journalists. So I'm very happy to be representing the Manhattan Institute now.
Well, and you earned that, and you've got to feel good because, look, what's been discussed more than anything else probably in the last week outside of deportation, immigration, it's DEI, John, right?
Absolutely. You know, with Trump's executive order, things are changing, and they're changing rapidly. And you can see how universities are just going to have to totally rethink the way that they do hiring, the way that they do admissions. Many of them are scared, and a lot of them, frankly, should be scared.
Yeah, so you highlight in that Wall Street Journal piece that I mentioned, the University of Colorado. Before we get to that, let me just say this. Last week when I'm driving home one night, I wanted to kind of sample CNN a little bit more than usual last week, and I heard Erin Burnett talking about a lot of this stuff. And I tweeted at her when I got home, and I'm under no, you know, illusion that she saw my tweet, John. But she was doing this interview on DEI in a way that led me to believe, Erin Burnett, anchor at CNN, she's got to be a little smart, that she'd never, ever read the New York Times piece from a couple of months ago, which, by the way, highlighted a lot of the things that you've been, you know, writing about and highlighting for the past couple of years. But if you had taken time to read that or maybe your piece in the Wall Street Journal about what's happening at the University of Colorado, I think the focus of your questions would be a little different. Some of the folks in the legacy media act like this is just about, you know, an equal playing field and there's not more nefarious aspects of this, which, of course, John, you've been highlighting for a while now.
Yeah, so I think for a lot of people who are not in an organization like a university or a corporation that has a really heavy-handed DEI program, what do you think of DEI? You might think that, well, diversity, that sounds nice.
Right.
Equity, that sounds like equality. Inclusion, of course, you know, who's against inclusion? You have to kind of be a psychopath not to be for inclusion. They all sound great in the abstract. And so it makes sense that some people have just never thought about it. But what's interesting, what I really think is actually the case, though they will never admit it, I think that many, if not a majority, of professors in academia and of, good, upstanding, implicitly progressive professionals in the corporate world, their reaction to the Trump executive order is a sigh of relief. I really think that the people who are closest, the people who are affected by these policies day in and day out, my impression is that they actually see that this stuff has gone too far, and that even though it sounds great and in the abstract, sure, you can defend the term, you know, there are big, big problems with how it actually plays out and what the ideas actually mean in practice.
Right.
And that's what my reporting has really shown.
Absolutely. So that kind of brings us to Colorado. I want you to describe the Faculty Diversity Action Plan. And did you have to go through like a Freedom of Information request to get some of this?
Yeah. So the University of Colorado in 2020 started this special hiring program where the university said, we're going to give departments extra funds, you know, enough money to pay salaries if they apply to do special hiring that's based that's designed to promote diversity. And now, usually when people say designed to promote diversity, they kind of have to dissemble a little bit. They kind of have to dress up the language so that it doesn't sound like they're breaking the law, because it is 100% against the law to simply say we are going to hire someone because they are of this particular race. That is not allowed. But
but apparently it's allowed at the University of Colorado, right?
Yeah. So what's remarkable, and what I learned before I made my public records request, was that at the University of Colorado, this program, it was basically very straightforwardly a race-based hiring program. They sort of solicited departments to say how this hire would advance the hiring of underrepresented scholars. And the university was very clear that underrepresented did not just mean people of all sorts of demographic characteristics. It narrowly meant people of very particular races, and that was in the application.
Well, let me read some of that. So they said, this is quotes, the faculty said, our aim is specifically to hire a Black, Indigenous, or Latinx, there's your red flag right there, faculty member. And then you describe how, you know, they were looking at emphasizing hiring Black, Indigenous, Asian American, Latinx, and Pacific Islanders at these departments. Well, by the way, here's a question for you. How is Black, Indigenous, Asian American, all the, how is that in any way, shape, or form on par with Latinx? Just out of curiosity. Just because of the X?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, you know, these ever evolving terms to describe race and ethnicity, it's really remarkable, and it's kind of a weird outgrowth of the whole DEI frame. But what these documents revealed was really remarkable, and I should emphasize that this is a systemic approach to doling out racial preferences. We call it, you know, if you want to say it differently, this is the systemic discrimination where professors, department chairs, and upper-level administrators were very explicit about hiring on the basis of race, and they put that into these documents and said, we are going to propose a hire. And these documents that I acquired, these were all the ones that were successfully funded and successfully led to hires. So we know that the administration turned around and said, we are going to grant you permission to make hires on the basis of race. Document after document basically explicitly say that. That was the purpose. That's not the only concern to race here, but it is really remarkable to see a whole university basically work in tandem to break the law. And that's something that should have them very, very nervous after the Trump executive order directs his agencies to make lists of institutions to investigate for the violating the Civil Rights Act. This seems like a very clear-cut case and a very good option for any agency head that wants to compile one of these lists.
Absolutely. And then let me close with this, John. I don't know how you'd respond here. This is a new member of Congress. We miss dearly Cori Bush because she was sent packing and she gave me a lot of material. But we got a guy who's a former St. Louis prosecutor, Wesley Bell. I'm told that, you know, he's different than Cori Bush. I'm told that he may vote differently. But here's what he said about DEI. What part of DEI does Trump have an issue with? Diversity, in quotes, equity, in quotes, or the idea of, quote, inclusion, asking for a friend, actually a lot of friends. And then he does, diversity is our superpower. My response to Congressman Bell, who, by the way, listens to this show, we have a good authority, is we get that a lot of your constituents are lazy and they don't want to work and they're counting on preferences to help them be lazy and not want to work. But then there's the rest of us, black, white, other friends. And my hashtag was, you just want the racial quotas and those days are over. That was my answer to Wesley Bell. But that's a fundamental either complete lie on his part, acting like he doesn't know what DEI is, or worse, he doesn't know what DEI is.
Yeah, you know, here's the problem. In order to really advance diversity in the way that a lot of these advocates want to, you have to use racial preferences. That creates an issue right off the bat because that means that you're looking at something other than the traditional markers of excellence that you would usually be using to decide who gets what position. But because that is not allowed in the era when it comes to hiring, they also have to make up this sort of framework that says we're not just hiring on the basis of diversity, we're also hiring on the basis of your commitment to diversity.
Yes.
Or your ability to look at things through the lens of race or critical race theory. And so not only does it distort our notion of excellence or the ability to assess people on the basis of excellence, it also meant, in the case of Colorado, that you had disciplines contort themselves into all these weird emphases. You know, in one instance, a department proposes hiring a professor of German studies who looks at folklore and fairy tales through the lens of critical race theory.
Of course.
And that's
of
the
course.
Kind of thing that kills academia.
And it should kill academia, right? It's unbelievable, but you always highlight this stuff. John Siler, thank you so much, and congratulations on the position at the Manhattan Institute. We got Ilya Shapiro over there as well. Good luck with everything, John. Keep up the good work. You know I'm a fan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Right,
take care. We got Ian Scheer explaining this new Chinese app coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.